The episode you're about to listen to is from an unreleased episode of an earlier incarnation of the Away Team. These were Adam and I's first impressions of Star Trek Discovery back in 2017. There may be issues with events and future events within the show, but this hasn't been heard since it was deleted from the internet back in 2018. Sit back and enjoy.
Captain Archer of the battlecruiser Enterprise.
This is Captain James Kirk of the USS Enterprise.
This is Jean-Luc Picard, captain of the Enterprise.
This is Captain Sisko of the USS Defiant.
My name is Catherine Janeway.
Prune juice, chill.
Welcome to the Away Team, a Star Trek podcast. A podcast that is designed to comment and critique each episode of Star Trek in canonical order, with a bit of a twist.
Change my mind, cause I've got faith of love. No way we will not.
I think I popped a blood vessel.
Oh, I think I just tore a larynx or something. You know what's funny is that we both are like, oh, that theme song is so bad, but it's like we're constantly singing.
You know what's funny is when it first, I think the problem is when I first saw the show, I was like, oh, what the fuck? You know, because it's the first and only Star Trek theme song that has words. Because a lot of people say, oh, the original series and in Next Gen, they said something. I'm like, no, that's a voiceover. That's not words in the song. You know, where he's like, space, the right. Final frontier. That's right. A part of the fucking song. So I'm like, this is weird. And then after I started watching, I'm like, you know what? I dig it, because if you listen to it, it makes sense. And I think what got me too is the graphics, like where it shows the fucking Wright brother plane. And then I'm like, yeah, motherfucker. Like, we were like, fuck you, bitch. We're going to do this shit. It's all in, bro. I remember I watched Enterprise season premiere when it the first, and they played episode 1 and 2 together.
Right.
It was like a movie.
Yeah, they used to do that with the Star Trek stuff. It'd be two-hour right. movies. Yeah.
On UPN. And I recorded it. I don't remember how. I think on a VCR.
VCR is probably yeah. what.
And I had a friend.
No. This is what, 2000? Yeah, they had DVRs, I think.
Yeah, but I didn't have one.
I forgot who I was dealing with.
You know, we bought that life, bro.
I recorded on a Betamax is what I was
well, fucking, my Laserdisc recorder was on deck. I mean, fucking, But I watched it on like a 27-inch tube TV.
I held my tape recorder right next to it. It just taped right? the audio.
But here's the thing, though. I had the 27-inch tube TV, but it was clean, right? Mm. And I had two. And this was back in the day. I think I was in high school. When did Star Trek come out? I need a timeline. Hold on.
It was right, probably Enterprise. Around 2000.
I need a time. Not Enterprise, rent a car. Jesus Christ.
Twice in one night.
2001.
Dexter Roaster.
So this show came out when I was a junior in high school. So I had that, but at the time I was living at my grandparents' because I was a child. And my bedroom was actually the dining room that my grandfather put French doors in and said, here. So it was like this big ass room. I had a couch in there and a fucking bed, but everything was fucking ghetto rigged. Like right. my computer was something I slapped together from three broken computers. And then my TV, I had two big, like ridiculously large speakers that had to have been from the 80s. Wired into my television, but I remember I fucking – it was – so the speakers were the two – you know, the two fucking wires
right.
that you're supposed to plug in. Well, I ripped off a the white and the red audios
oh, right.
and I cut those and then I wired them together and so that it would plug into my TV and it worked. So I watched that show booming loud like – fucking choo 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 choo. You're like, oh shit. And my grandfather would come in, kick that door, and would you turn that fucking shit down? Shit, can't do that, can't do that. Wow, shit.
You just look at him and just for no reason scream out, shot through the heart, and you're too late.
You beat my fucking ass. No, I'm gonna be real.
As you're laying there covered in blood, you're like, you give love a bad name. Still I'll be real. Talking that shit.
The two times he had to come in. So the first time he came in and said, turn that fucking shit down. I was like, yes, sir.
I'm sorry watching history here.
Right. And I turned it down. And then I had gradually been turning it up, you know, because the old shows, the space battles were loud,
yeah.
but the talking wasn't. Yeah. So you're like, fuck. And then he came in again. But typical, my grandfather, he already told me once.
Right.
So he came in and just stared at me. And I'm like, oh, shit. I almost turned it off.
Yeah, because the audio is, you know, Captain Archer, we got to do this. You know, we need to, okay, make it happen. Then all of a sudden it's, you know, suddenly it's like huge.
What the fuck?
The worst is always when the commercials kicked on.
Yeah, those were the loudest, yeah. dude. Now the TVs have regulators in them and shit. Like, these people are fucking spoiled.
Yeah.
Well, I remember you watching a TV show. It's at a comfortable volume. Then all of a sudden, it's all, Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. What the fuck?
Well, yeah, because, like, on my TV, I have it where I can use I can turn off the regulator. And it's just like, because you're kind of like, it's a little hard to hear. You turn off the regulator. And it's like, okay. And then the commercial comes on and it blows me right into my bedroom. And it's like, you know what? I'm going to use the regulator and just turn it up to like 60. So right. it fills the whole room. Or just turn on the surround sound and, you know, that should be fine.
But... You're just crying. It's so loud.
My ears are bleeding.
Shot through the heart.
Welcome everybody to our Star Trek Discovery recap and review series of the new episodes of the CBS All Access series. I'm Stephen Vargas.
I'm Adam Riley.
And we are in the second to final episode. Next week we will be the final episode of season one of Star Trek Discovery. And then we will return the following week back to our originally scheduled programming, which is season three of The Next Generation. When shit gets good. When shit gets good.
When shit gets real. Too real.
When seven crewmen are put together. And it stops being nice.
Starts getting real. Star Trek Enterprise.
Oh, man. All right, so, all right, we pretty much don't really have much to bullshit about except for what you just heard for the last 6 minutes.
Right.
So,
you're welcome.
Yeah, so here's the trailer for this episode.
Vessel is approaching, sir. Incoming transporter signature. We're being boarded. Admiral.
20% Federation space has been occupied. We lost one third of our fleet.
I started this war, and I need to finish it.
Starfleet tactics have failed us.
What if I could show you how to bring them to their knees?
Your people slaughter innocents.
How does this war end?
It doesn't.
All right, so... So here we get into the first episode that's post Mirror Universe, The War Without, The War Within. So the basic synopsis of this is the Discovery has made it to Earth 9 months ahead of where they left. And during that time, Starfleet is on the verge of annihilation. Starbase 1 is just in this episode getting destroyed. 20% of their ships and starbases are lost. So, you know, Starfleet needs to... Now their premier vessel, which is Discovery, was off the front lines, which was actually making a dent because of their spore drive was
actually having some effect on the Klingons.
Right.
But now we discover that because Enterprise took care of their leader, the factions have taken control. So basically, the inmates have run of the asylum at this particular point. The Klingons all 24 houses are basically out to outdo each other and, you know, reclaim more space than the other guy. And the humans just happen to be the Alpha Quadrant just happens to be in the way.
Right. And it's almost sad because you at first you're like, oh, it's an epic. We know this war. Right. Like we've heard about it, you know, in other Star Trek. But just to find out that humans were just the thing that they were tossing around to prove points, you're like, oh.
You're like, oh, we're those guys. We're the fodder, basically, of their
We are France.
Right.
Actually, like it's sucks.
It's funny because I was watching this is totally off traveling now that you mentioned France. I was watching Stephen Colbert. I don't really like his show all that much because he's not funny.
He's just super liberal. Like, yeah, even if you are a liberal, it's too much.
Yeah, right. And you know, but he had John Oliver on there, so I was kind of watching just a bit with John Oliver. And he goes, yeah, you know, like he had that whole thing in France, and the only thing he took away from that was, you know, the military parade. You know, and he's like, you know, that's like the only thing. That's like the thing that stuck with him. And John Oliver goes, well, you know, France with their military prowess, you know, he goes, and, you know, their military might. And then everybody's kind of quiet. And he's like, I'm just saying, they could have held out a little longer. But it's like for me, like when going through this episode, I was telling my brother, I was like going, where's the Enterprise? Where's there was a starship in the series that ended up being used in the Doomsday Device. I'm gonna look that up. The Constellation. I was like, where are those ships? Because you know those are the future. Where's Captain Kirk? You know, where's Christopher Pike? Actually,
right.
I'm like, where are they? Where are they? Come on, man. That's what we need. So you know, obviously, something's gonna happen with time. Because this is like really resetting the universe, you know. So I'm not exactly sure what's going to happen in the finale, but there's gonna have to be some change in time, you know. Although the episode has been released as of this recording, so we'll find out.
Yeah, later. they said it's weird to me because they said that this is in the main. Timeline, and this is getting pretty fucking dark. Like I feel like I would have known all this already.
Yeah,
you know. So yeah, there's probably going to be some. I think Doc Brown's going to come with a chalkboard pretty soon and explain to me.
Explain to you what that
Biff's taken over the universe and they need to go back and fix it. You know. So but it's going to be interesting.
Biff Tannen's going to pop up with the cane and the. You know, and the almanac, and then, you know, everybody's right. Going to get fucking insane.
But then who really knows? Because they made it for Giorgio. They made it very clear that she's just replacing and that it's classified where she came from. And most of the people on the bridge don't even know.
Right. And
you know, so it's kind of this weird thing now.
Yeah. And at the same time, you know, it's like, OK, with the finale, I'm pretty sure we're going to lose Giorgio at the end, you know.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's like... That can't take, you know. You know, that whole instance of her still being around, I don't think is gonna take all that well.
I think it will.
So yeah, and it's gonna be interesting because of the fact that, you know, we're getting into a situation where they come back, they find out that, you know, shit's gone bad. And then a ship is approaching. They're not hailing. They're scanning them. And then they beam over, you know. And so we see some, you know, Antillians. Basically, it looks like the same gang that was the rebels in the Mirror Universe that beamed aboard the ship. And then, of course, the Admiral and Sarek beam aboard. And, you know, first thing out of the Admiral's mouth is, where's Lorca? And
because you dropped that bitch off.
Yeah, it's like,
let me tell you a story.
Let me tell you a story about how my world got turned upside down.
Upside down. Oh shit.
And so you know, we get this whole point where, you know, Sarek goes ahead and you know, minds melds with Saru and finds out that they've been through a terrible ordeal.
Yeah.
And they reveal that Lorca's dead because he was actually from the Mirror Universe. And the Admiral is pretty pissed off because she was just like, I think she had a line in here that was, you know, called him a bastard. And like, you know, the Lorca I came up with was measured. He was reasoned. I couldn't imagine. And then like, you know, I think it was Sarek was like, the Lorca was an imposter from an alternate universe. It's not the most obvious conclusion, you know.
I thought that was funny. Like, how could he deceive us? Yeah, oh, I like, mean, well, I'm sorry I didn't jump to that fucking conclusion.
It's like, I see where you're going with this, but I'm not going to go with there with you. Okay,
right, I'm not coming with you. I can't go down this road with you. I almost imagine them like in like a noir kind of scene, black and white. It's raining. They're outside. And Sarek's just yelling, I can't go with you. I just can't. And then he slowly walks away. I don't know why I that popped into my head.
Oh, man. So, you know, it's it'll be interesting to, you know, to see how it all works out, because here we're kind of wrapping up the whole Tyler Valk thing. We're, you know, we're kind of bringing Stamets, you know, back into the main fold, but now we're also seeing, you know, the seeds of what's going to come in the finale. And so you have one of the big things is like the last episode, we didn't see Tyler at all. You know, he right. was gone. So was Laurel, his the Klingon prisoner. They were pretty much all gone in that episode. So now we have them. You know, Admiral Cornwall is on the ship, and she's, you know, letting them know that, you know, Starfleet is been cut to shit. It's been cut to shreds. But what's interesting is the fact that, like, you know, that what's interesting is the fact that it's like, okay, so the Discovery is the center of the Federation's Starfleet, you know, because, you know, before it's always, oh, the Enterprise is, you know, the gem in Starfleet's universe. Now it's Discovery, but of course, with their, you know, spore drive and the way they're basically able to kind of go in and out, it's kind of like, okay, you know, that makes a lot of sense, you know. But but now you have them finding out, okay, Lorca was a traitor. Now it's like, how do we bring him into the fold? And then of course Burnham reveals that, oh yeah, by the way, Giorgio is here. And that conversation between Giorgio, Sarek, and Admiral Cornwell looked very tense, and the way like Giorgio is sitting there like talking with them, and he's like, and then Sarek is like, the likeness is uncanny. You know, and basically, you know, they kind of, she offers to Michael how to beat the Klingons. And it was funny because I actually called it before she actually said it, where she was like, you know, Starfleet can't maintain this because we're on the defense. You have to take the battle to them. And I go,
man. Which is against Federation,
right?
Like, ideals.
Yeah. And I was like going, go to Kronos? And then she's like, yeah. You know, then she's like, literally, I said, like, the next second she says it, I was like, I'm like, going, oh, shit.
Like, and I was waiting. I was waiting for that fucking Archer drop, bro, because I know in the timeline, the last person who went was Jonathan fucking Archer. So I was like, oh shit, it's coming. And they did it.
Yeah. And so, you know, she basically says, you know, and then I go, oh yeah, you take the war to the Klingon homeworld. Suddenly the Klingons are going to pull back and want to defend the homeworld. So that's how you're going to get your advantage. You know,
and they're not good at defense.
No, they're not. They're good at just outright war. So,
right.
So, you know, they were going to basically going to jump Discovery into one of the caverns on Kronos and then map out all the defenses and then launch an attack on Kronos. But Georgiou kind of leaves something out. And then when Sarek comes in, she has a plan. And you know, she's like, you know, because Sarek is like, you know, he mentions like Starfleet, like protocol. And she's like, you yourself said it's not working. You know, you're going to have to do something. What are you going to do for your people, the survival of your people? And then Sarek's kind of backed into a corner at that point.
Because it's a logical thing for her to say. Like, you got to listen, when you're in a corner, you better start doing something.
Exactly. You know? And you know, yeah, she hit him at the logical. And, you know, it's like it's very true. So then you don't hear what she wants. He's like, what? You know, like, what do you want? And then we don't hear anything. And then we have the Ash Tyler situation. Ash Tyler, that conversation between him and Saru was actually really cool.
Yeah, it was.
And, like, you know, Ash is, like, he remembers things, but he said he was kind of living somebody else's life in some ways. And then Saru was very much like, you know, he's like, you know, I didn't. You know, he's not holding him responsible for killing the doctor and for what he's done. And he goes, but I like where he's like, you know, your what did he say? Your movement's going to be limited, but I'm not going to take away your freedom.
Yeah, he basically has like a fucking ankle bracelet on his wrist.
Yeah.
Where he can do whatever he wants, but he has very limited access to the ship itself. So whatever that means.
Right. Which I thought was pretty cool because I was like, you know, that's very Starfleet.
Yeah.
You know, and
like you're still an individual, but we're just not letting you use our stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And of course, you know, Ash is just like, I remember everything. And he's just like wanting to stay away from people and then runs into Stamets.
Oh, that was heartbreaking, wasn't it?
That was so rough. And I was like, and I looked at after that scene, I told my brother, I go, wow, he acted better than I would have. I would have beat the fucking been like, shit out of that
I would
guy.
Have been like, listen, real quick, you about to catch these fucking hands. All right.
I don't want you to fight. I don't want you to resist. Just let me do this.
You're going to let this fucking happen, or it's just going to happen against your will. And also, too, not only did he kill the doctor, but he did it so carelessly. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, fuck you. You know, and those scenes in shows or movies to me, when they do it to a big character, and they do this shit in Game of Thrones a lot, is where you don't overdo it. Like, it's so over the top, the death. It makes it even more painful.
Yeah.
Because that character was important to you. And they were just thrown away like nothing. And you're like, fuck. Star Trek Discovery is the Game of Thrones of the Star Trek universe. Like, you don't know what's going to happen.
And, you know, it's like, so you have that whole aspect in there. But the way Stamets interacts, he's like, do you even remember? And he's like, I do. And he goes, does it tear you up inside? And he's like, yeah, it does. He's like, good. And then just walks away.
And looks like he's holding back the tears and shit. It was too much, dude.
And so, you know, and you know, Ash is like very much like, yeah, you know, I know this shit. You know, he kind of wants to stay out of everybody's way because he already knows, you know, after everything he's been through, you know, he's out of Starfleet. There's no way he's gonna, you know, gonna be able to, you know, come back from this. And then, you know, the part that was very Star Trek, if you want to say, is, you know, when he goes to the galley and he gets his food and everybody, of course, is watching him and stuff like that. And then, of course, it's Tilly that gets up and then sits with him. And, you know, And then, you know, some of the other bridge crew kind of goes over there and kind of, you know, basically what Tilly does, and she says this later on to Michael, because Michael's not having anything to do with him. And you know what? I don't blame her. You know, she's got trust issues. Everybody she's trusted has fucked her over in one way or the other. And so, you know, she's like, you know, Tilly basically is like going, you know, it wasn't him. You know, whether you end it or not, you got to say something to him. So, you know, you get that scene between the two of them, you know, between Michael and Ash. And
this episode really feels like a wrap up episode for the emotional stuff.
Yeah.
You know, so the next episode they can focus on the A storyline of the war and right. stuff like that. Which is great. I think that's great, because it would have been heavy handed to put both this stuff and the war stuff in one episode. I mean, there's only so much time.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And that really kind of sets up everything for, like, okay, the emotional part, because now we're gonna have the huge action thing that's gonna happen in the next episode. And the you know, and it's like, okay, it sets us up to what we have there. But what we find is that you know, the admiral talks to Laurel, and you remember that when she was held captive, Laurel actually spoke with her, you know, and talked about defecting and all that stuff. So now we have her going, what's the purpose of the war? When are they going to stop? And Laurel tells them basically they're not. And she's like, they're killing, you know, women and children and civilians and craters and stuff like that. And she's like, this is war. Like,
yeah, they're not, it's not like they have a specific region of space they're trying to get and then they're going to stop. They're literally just obliterating. And they make it clear that the humans have very little to do with this war.
Yeah.
The Federation. They're just the ones that they're trying to show. Each faction of the Klingons are like, hi, I took more.
Yeah,
you know, and they're just playing chess, basically.
Yeah, at this point. But what Laurel doesn't realize is that, you know, the crew destroyed or killed their leader, because that's what the original ambition was for the Klingons to kind of unite under one leader,
right?
And then, you know, Michael and the crew killed him and blew him up. So now you have all the factions fighting basically amongst themselves in Federation space.
Yeah, and just using the Federation as target practice and to show off. And I think this really drives home the point that was made in Next Generation a lot, where the Klingons started becoming a little bit less rambunctious when they unified under one leader. And that's the once they unified under the Klingon Council and whoever the leader was at the time, it started they could actually calm down for a second and start thinking about who are we gonna be friends with and stuff like that. And then of course they become allied with the Klingons after the what was it called? The
Khitomer Accords.
Khitomer Accords, thank you.
When
we sacrificed a ship. When the Federation sacrificed a ship to defend, well, it was the Enterprise C, wasn't it?
Yeah.
To defend the a Klingon outpost.
Yeah, and the seeds were laid out in Star Trek VI, The Undiscovered Country, because their chief energy mining facility blew, and they no longer could afford the war, and that's when they started those talks, but they never really measured up to anything until,
because they didn't trust Federation. Yeah. They thought the Federation was without honor.
Yeah, until the Enterprise C, and then realized, you know.
Right. Which was why that episode Next Generation is such a big deal, that they had to send them back because it was going to throw us into war again. Us again.
And even in that episode, you know, Picard says the war's not going well for the Federation. They gave him 6 months, you know. So the episode itself is really really kind of sets up the stakes for the Federation. They had one last outpost. He says, you know, Starbase One, and then they get there, and then it's been destroyed. But what happens in that conversation? Getting back to the conversation between Cornwell and Laurel, is Laurel is like kind of proud, like, yeah, the Klingon Empire is gone. She's like, no, it's because they're dead. Now it's they're all fighting amongst themselves. Now she's like, oh shit, you know, now they're just, you know, now because they said that the symbol that was on was of a certain house, not the Klingon symbol.
Right.
And so now she
of the House D'Goor.
Yeah. And now she's like, oh shit, you know, this is going to be bad. So yeah, you know, and, but they have this really cool scene, and this was one in to make that plan work where they're supposed to jump to Kronos. They needed to regrow the spore drive. And what happens is that they realize that, you know, they used up the energy from that output from the last to jump back to this universe, but they don't have the ability to jump anymore. And they're like, but it took like months or years for that stuff to grow. So they basically terraform this planet to create the spores so they could harvest that and then use that as a jumping point.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was really cool visually. It was cool to watch and kind of see like, oh, cool, you know, how it kind of worked out and stuff like that. So they mentioned the plan to the crew. And this is where things get a little weird. Serac is going to leave because he's got to go back to the Federation while they, you know, are going to go on this mission. And it was funny because he says, you know, there's a moment where he has kind of the human moment where he's talking to her and Michael's saying that she made all these mistakes because of her human side. And he's like, well, you got to remember both your mothers were human. And the last line that he gave her before he left, I thought was kind of cool, was like, we are at war. Logic dictates that each farewell may be our last. So do not regret loving someone, Michael. And, you know, and when he gave the Vulcan salute and she returned it, I kept thinking of the Star Trek reboot. Like, well, my normal farewell would seem oddly self-serving, but now it's, so he leaves, and so the Admiral comes onto the bridge and lets them know the big plan is going to go to Kronos, and, you know, the new captain of Discovery is the originally thought killed Captain Giorgio, who survived and is going to command a Discovery on this mission. And she comes out in Giorgio's original uniform, kind of has that little demeanor. And Ed, it's funny because Michael and Saru have this look of like, what the fuck just happened?
Right.
And everybody else is like, oh my God, she's alive. Yay. You know.
But there's a couple cats on that bridge that are like, hey, what the fuck, yeah, bro? Your computer randomly restarts a lot.
No, this is the first time it's ever done that.
Oh, I thought it was. I thought it had been a problem.
You had it last time. You had it last time.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Windows 10. I'm about to get fucking Windows 7 in a minute.
I know. It's like, what the fuck, man?
There are, like, I like Windows 10. There are certain things I miss about Windows 7, like how I didn't notice it.
Right. Well, I mean, whatever happened to, hey, guess what? You just had an update or something. We need to restart.
I know. And sometimes it does and sometimes it doesn't. It's really weird.
And then you can't set up the, oh, hey, notify me if this shit's going to happen. And then it just fucking, yeah, because like I was doing this and all of a sudden it just fucking turned off and then started restarting. I was like, what the hell? I had no programs running except for Skype. And
stupid.
And fortunately, the one thing I like about actually recording externally is that it still records. You know, so you have me go, motherfucking piece of shit. So now I got some editing to do on that guy. But thank God this doesn't come out till Friday.
Yeah, I put, do you want to reschedule? Because I know how frustrated you get. And then recording this one and fucking the other one tomorrow wasn't going to be a big deal. Yeah. But you're already here, so whatever.
Yeah. So just pick up wherever you were gonna say. You remember
um what was I saying? Oh, I was explaining why Giorgio, I think, I don't know. I'll figure it out.
Yeah, because so Giorgio is now in command, and they're about to go off on this mission. And of course, you see like clips for next week where it's, you know, Ash and Tilly and you know.
Well, that's kind of what I dig is like they essentially made a deal with the devil, right?
Right.
You know what I mean? And it's we know she's an honorable person because that was something that was said in a couple episodes ago. But she's also the Empress of the Terran Empire.
Right.
You know, so she's not going to hold back. She's going to fight dirty.
She's also going to look for herself too. Like in the end, she's going to be looking
right
because she wants her freedom.
Exactly. And I think it's going to be interesting. I'm waiting for – and the thing is that you would immediately assume that she's going to turn on everybody.
Right.
But maybe not. She probably will, but there's a chance that she won't.
She'll do some more Hidden Dragon shit.
I don't think it's going to get as crazy as she teams up with the Klingons. You know what I mean?
She becomes the Chancellor of the High Council.
I wouldn't be surprised. I think it's going to be interesting. It's going to be fun to watch. And I definitely want to see this newer episode. Yeah, so
I'm really curious to see.
This is the last one, right?
This is the last one of the season, and then we'll probably be next year before we get season two. And next week when we do the finale, I think we'll also be doing kind of a wrap up of like the whole season. Now we've seen it, you know. Now we've seen the whole thing, and you know, just kind of talk about the whole season and we'll do that all next week. Because now with the completion of the whole season, then it's like, okay, now you can kind of look back and talk about it. So that should be interesting. But, yeah, I mean, since the break, I've been invested, more invested than I was prior to the break. I'll just say that.
So. Yeah. I'm down for the cause is what I really want to say here, but,
make the Terran Empire great again.
Oh, Jesus. But that is it. For this week, guys.
Is it?
Guys and gals.
Is it?
Okay. Is it? Yeah. It is. Right?
Yeah.
I'm confused. What are we doing?
There's a little disorientation between us because randomly through the show, my computer decided to restart. So, like happened a couple of weeks ago when Adam's computer just did the same thing.
No, it never happened to me. He's lying. Anyway... No, I'm just kidding. It happens to me all the time.
As we're going, yeah, fuck Windows 10. We're going back to Windows 7, bitch. Windows XP for life.
Windows XP. No, I was just saying, like, Windows 7, I sometimes miss Windows 7.
Yeah, me too.
Because it wasn't – it was just there.
Yeah, it didn't. You know, it wasn't offensive. It didn't go out of its way to annoy you. It was just, hey, we're here. Use us.
Like, here, you know, you can use your computer now. I'll stay back here. Just –
It's like those hot chicks on Instagram that just kind of like, hey, look at me. And you're just kind of like, oh, then your day is a little bit better, you know?
I need to find a way to clean up this fucking notification center on the side because it just – the one thing I do like is it tells me when I get a text message. That's kind of cool. All right, so that's the show, guys, for this week.
Thanks for tuning in. If you like what I'm doing, you have two ways to help out. One, you can make a one-time donation to make this show self-sustaining, or simply feed my pets, either through PayPal, Cash App, or Venmo. Check the show notes for details and links. Or two, you can share us on social media or review us on Apple Podcasts. This will make the algorithm gods promote our show to an unsuspecting public. You can also stalk me on Facebook, facebook.com/thelazygeeks1010. On all our other socials, Instagram, Twitter, Blue Sky, Threads, and TikTok, @TheLazyGeeks. If you're old school, email me at themailbag@thelazygeeks.com. And if you want to read some news, blogs, or some of my other podcast content, check out the blog at thelazygeeks.com. So that's it for me this week. So until next time, to beam up.